Well, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
You know, I'm starting a sermon series. I'm going to be preaching each week on one particular prayer in the Bible. Now, if I were to ask you to pray and probably rely on something that you learned early on, what would be the first line in that prayer? Would it be, "Dear God, gimme, gimme, gimme"? Would that be it? Or, "God, I want you to do this to Billy because he doesn't like me and I don't like him"? No? What would your prayer be? Would it be, "Our Father who art in heaven"? You got the heaven part, right? "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Does that sound familiar? Yes, that's the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. It's in his Sermon on the Mount. And he said to his disciples, he says, when you pray, pray like this. And he didn't mean for us to slavishly and mechanically kind of repeat those words every time we pray. Because it's more than a prayer. It teaches us all about, it's almost like a catechism. It teaches us all what the various teachings of Jesus were all about as you read that prayer. But it begins with the first two words, "Our Father." And that's significant, because really those are the two most important words in the prayer. The first word, "our." Why is it important for us to pray "our" when we pray?
Because it's the whole church's.
It's the whole church's. Very good, Sean. You know, so much of our prayers don't begin with "our," they begin with what?
Like, "dear."
Dear, okay. How about "me, myself, and I"? You ever start a prayer and say, "Lord, I need this," or "Lord, I want this," or "Lord, please make sure that I get such and such under the Christmas tree this year," or "for my birthday," or "the tooth fairy will give me a little bit more money this year than I got last year"? Do you ever pray like that?
God doesn't give you anything. He just gives you love.
He gives you love, huh? Well, sometimes that love is expressed physically, tangibly. You know, when your parents give you a hug, right, and they give you a kiss before they put you into bed at night? That's love, right? Okay, that's more than something just spiritual. And when they feed you and they put food on your plate, that's an expression of love, right? But you're right when you say that "our" means it's the prayer of the church, that we're all praying for each other, that we pray for the members of our church family, we pray for the church's activity in the community. We pray even for something larger. We pray for the world, because, you know, the world belongs to God as well. God made the world, right? And so we have a church. There are churches all over this world, but there are more than churches. You've got people all over this world, some of whom are not Christians, some of whom have never heard the name of Jesus, and you know what? They're still children of God. God loves them just as much as God loves you. You know, when you read the newspapers, you watch TV, you sometimes see that there are some very dangerous people out there who want to harm other people in this world. You know, God loves them too, and they're children of God as well. There are people who think differently than you or I, or believe differently. Maybe they're Jewish, or maybe they're Muslim, or, you know, they're children of God too. And so when we pray "Our Father," we're praying to a God whose love encompasses the entire world. And that's a wonderful thought, isn't it? That means that if you go to school and you find out that the little boy or the little girl who sits next to you has got a hijab on, you know, and it's got the head covered if it's a woman, and he happens to be a Muslim, that he's a child of God, and that you two are brothers and sisters because we're all part of God's family. That's your little brother. That's your little sister. Perhaps he doesn't know it, but at least you know it, right? And you'll treat him as such. So, this is a big, wide world we live in. And we need to thank God, you know, that God has given us the opportunity to live in this world and to connect with so many people. It doesn't mean that the world completely operates the way that God would often like it to be. Sometimes there are wars and dangerous things that break out. But just know that in spite of all the confusion, that God loves us and that God is still watching out for us, for all his children. All right? Let's all hold hands. Ready to pray? You got your eyes closed already. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for watching over us, all your children. You made us, and you have an everlasting, eternal love for us. Your love is indeed universal and unconditional, and may our love towards one another be the same. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Very good.